Hi there, Donna. Hi, Donna. My name is Lupe. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards for the Roundup lawsuit, the herbicide spray. Did you already get some assistance?
No,
No
not yet.
worries. No worries. Was that yourself that was affected, Donna?
Yes.
All righty. And then how many years did you spray this Roundup for?
Oh, God. We have been spraying Roundup since forever. Oh, let's see. I was married for 35 years, and that's all we had used.
Okay. So maybe when you guys first bought that home, perhaps, is that could have, okay, what year would that have been?
Oh, wait. My husband owned it before.
Okay.
Okay. That was in 1988.
Okay. And then what would have been like the last time you ever sprayed the Roundup? Do you recall? This is just an estimation. I know it's kind of a hard question there, but to the best of your
Yeah,
knowledge.
it's kind of like, actually, I was spraying Roundup still at my mom's house, you
Okay.
know, and that was, let's see, that was right before I found out what I had.
Okay. And what year was that?
Oh, that was, let's see,
Take your time.
3 years ago,
3 years
I
ago?
want to say, or 2.5 years,
2 year and a half.
when I had my back surgery, I'm trying to think.
Okay.
Because that's how I found out. I had
Okay.
to go get clearance for my back surgery. They did blood work.
Okay.
And that's how they found it out, was through
And
my blood work.
through your blood work. And then what was that diagnosis, if you don't mind me asking, after they did that?
CLL leukemia.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that, you poor thing. That was chronic lymphocytic leukemia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And then that is a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct? It's a subtype. Okay. Really sorry to hear that. And then you said that was 2 years and a half ago, or when was that when they
Yeah,
did it?
about 2.5 years ago it was.
Would you say that was like 2023 or 2022?
Let's say I had my surgery in the end of May. It was May 31st, and I'm trying to think what year.
It's
If
okay.
it was, it must have been 23.
Okay, no worries. So you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, the subtype CLL, in 2023. I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me put that down here. And then before I move forward, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Okay. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No worries. And then I may have asked that earlier, so I apologize. It's just part of the take here. So I apologize in advance if I ask some repetitive questions. And then has anyone sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding the Roundup lawsuit?
Okay, that would be the best thing, is to mail me something here.
No. What that question's asking is, has any other like law firm reached out to you and sent you
Oh,
anything
no,
like
no, no, no,
signed or
no,
like?
no,
Oh yeah. Okay, no worries.
no.
That's what that question was asking. I apologize. It's a little long question, so it confuses some people at times. So no worries. So yeah, that would be no, right? No one has sent you anything like through mail. No one has sent you anything like through your phone to sign or send back, correct?
Right.
Alrighty, just sorry about that. I do apologize. And then, have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? Have you had it more than once?
No.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. So that's a no. And then it's asking who is filing for this claim. It would be for yourself, of course. Let me put that here. And then, what year were you diagnosed? We confirmed that was in 2023. So let me put that here. Do you recall the month by any chance? You said it was in May when you got that surgery, right?
I had the surgery done on May 31st.
May 31st,
So
okay.
it would have been from there, they had called for me to go to the cancer center. And that would have been, let's see, May. In July, I had my first appointment
Okay.
with the
In July.
cancer doctor.
With the cancer doctor. And then, in that year, okay, so, oh, okay. So first it was a surgery and then you found out you had the CLL. Okay. So it would have been in
Yes.
July. Okay, I see what you're saying now. Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So that would be 7. Do you recall the day, or do you just want me to put the 1st of July of 2023?
Just yeah, you
safe?
Could just put the 1st because I don't remember.
I know. It is okay. So we'll put the 1st of July of 2023. Uh-huh. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed the Roundup as well?
Not that I know of.
That is okay. And then what was your age at the time of your diagnosis? So 2 years ago, how old were you?
Let's see. I'm 59, so I would have been 57.
57, okay. So it would have been 57. And then do you have a birth certificate? It's just that. It's just one of the questions.
I don't say I have a birth certificate, but I don't know if I have it.
It's okay. I'll leave that question blank for now. It's not required. So I'll leave that blank. So if the attorneys do request that, that's something for them that you can talk with them about. Then how many years, well, I can help you with this because we already discussed this. So you started in 1988 and stopped. Last time you used it, you said it was that same year you got diagnosed, right, in 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be 23. Let's see here. 12 plus 23.
You better get off
of that. If I add 1988 to 2023, that would be like 35 years. Does that sound accurate? How many years you sprayed Roundup?
Oh yeah.
Okay, no worries. Just doing the math here for you, and then not consecutively, but all in total, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, you mean?
Not consecutively, no. Of course, right? Between all those
definitely.
35 years. Yeah, no, I figured. I mean, it was 35 years. That's how I was like, not consecutively, but all in total. And then the phone we're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Alrighty. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Let me put that here. And then I'm going to ask you 10 a series of questions that just require a yes or a no. Okay, Donna? Any HIV or AIDS?
No.
Glad to hear that. Any organ transplant?
No.
Alrighty. Any autoimmune disease?
No.
Alrighty. Any hepatitis B? Any hepatitis C?
No.
Alrighty. How about any Epstein-Barr?
No.
Alrighty. What about a rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Alrighty. How about lupus?
Nope.
Alrighty. How about diabetes mellitus?
Yeah. Diabetes.
Okay. No worries. I'll put yes there. And then how about any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No,
right. Yeah, because I recall you saying you weren't diagnosed with anything else. And then how about any family history of cancer?
No.
No? All right. Glad to hear that.
No.
All right. And now we're just moving to your information. So your first name is spelled D-O-N-N-A, correct, Donna?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let me spell that here. And then do you have a middle name so I can put the initial here for you?
Usually I use B.
B as in boy, right?
Yeah, B.
Okay.
B as in boy.
Thank you. And then your last name I have here, Rome, spelled R-O-M-E. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
All righty. Putting that here. R-O-M-E. And then how about any suffix in your name, right? Like there's no suffix like a junior, senior, the second, nothing like that, correct?
No.
Nothing like that. And then I want to apologize in advance. We are required to ask. We're on a recorded line. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
I apologize once again. I knew that. Thank you. And then and then, are you married, Donna?
Divorced.
Okay. So that would be no. And then divorce for the injured marital status would be divorce. And then can you in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with the social security number? And it can be the last four, okay? It does not have to be the full.
Okay. Okay. 8553.
8553. Okay. Thank you. And then what is your date of birth, Donna?
October 8, 1965.
All right, October 8, 1965. Okay. So 10/8/1965, correct?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And then what's your current age?
59.
59. And I apologize. You did tell me that earlier as well, but kind of forgot there. I apologize, Donna. And then how did you first learn the connection between a Roundup and your injury / cancer, the non-Hodgkin's? How did you learn the first of your connection between
actually
that?
Actually on TV.
TV ad? Okay. TV ad. That's all I got to put there. Thank you. TV ad. And then when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? It was that TV ad, correct? When you saw that? What year was that?
Oh, Lord.
I apologize. I know these questions
oh,
are...
Oh, you got me going back. It's like, oh, here we go.
Get you thinking. I know.
Let me see. What year would it have been?
Was it like a year after you got diagnosed?
Was it...
Like a...
It was not long after.
Okay. So if you were done... I'm sorry. Go on. Sorry about
that. I mean, you could put the same year that I found now
okay.
in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, so you were diagnosed in July. So would you say like 2 months afterwards, 3 months afterwards? I can add up the months for you after that.
About... 4 months after, maybe?
Four months after. No worries. So 4 months after July would be 1, 2, 3, 4, like November?
Around November.
I'll put the 1st of November, okay? 1st of November. Thank you so much. 1st of November of 2023. And then for your height, Donna, can I get your height and weight?
5'7". Mm-hmm. And it's 193.
Okay. And then I got your email here, Donna. Just confirm if it's correct. I got donna.rome@icloud.com.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you for confirming that. And then your primary phone number I have, 985-870-3142. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then is this a mobile phone number for the primary phone number?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And then this isn't required, but I prefer to ask this because this is a really important question in my opinion. What's your best contact preference for the attorneys? A phone call, a text message, or an email?
Oh, probably a text because I'm always at doctors.
Okay. No, that makes total sense. And that's why I love asking this question as well. And then what's the best time of day for you to expect this text message? Morning, afternoon, or evening? Which one of those three?
It'll probably be better in the evening or afternoon.
Evening or afternoon?
Either one, yeah.
Either one, okay. Thank you for that. Okay. And then, okay, so you spray for 35 years. This is just usage questions now, so I'm going to get you a little bit thinking here, so I apologize in advance. How many times per year do you think you use the Roundup? Was this like a seasonal thing? Did you do it only seasonal per year or like
yeah, it was only in summertime.
Summertime, okay.
When we used to cut the grass all the time, when we would cut the grass, mm-hmm. I would spray poison along our fence line and around the house.
Okay, makes sense. All right, so how many times per month? All righty. Alrighty. How many times per month? Alrighty. So if you only did it during the summer, how many months would that be? You used it out of the summer, like 2, 3, 4.
The way it is over here, mm-hmm. it stays hot over here a long time.
Oh,
We don't get too much winter down here. Let's see. It would start around in April, May, June,
April,
July,
May.
August,
September.
And we don't start getting cool fronts before in October, so 7 months.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I was just adding that up for you as well. 7 months. And then, yeah, no, I was too. And then for those 7 months, how many times of each month would you, like, spray it? Was it, like, twice every week?
It would be once a week.
Once a week. Okay, that makes sense. So like four times a month of each of those, so 7 times 4.
Yes.
There you go. We got a number now. So 7 times 4 would be 32, if I'm not mistaken. But let me do the math again. 7 times 4 is 28. You see, I'm off. I was totally off. That's why you were laughing in advance. You're like, no, this guy got it wrong. I'm just going to wait until he catches himself on that. 28. Thank you so much on that, Donna. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
I would assume so. 35 years. And then here, let me fill this out for you. We already answered this. It's just asking your start year and your end year. I already have this, though, okay? So let me fill this out. It's 1988 all the way to 2023. Mm-hmm. So let me put that here for you. 2023. All righty. And then did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup, Donna?
No.
No worries. It's just a yes or no question on that one. So
it's like, no. The only thing I ever used was gloves.
Gloves?
And that's about it. You know, cloth gloves.
That makes sense. I had another potential client that told me the same thing. She wore garden gloves. Is that what you wear?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me put that down. Garden gloves. Alrighty. And then where did you apply it and how big in an area was it? Was it like a residential area where you applied it?
Yeah.
Was it your home? Okay. Was your home residential?
Yeah, it was my home.
Residential. Residential. Was it like the backyard of your home?
It was actually all around.
Oh,
I had I had a fence all around my yard.
Okay.
And I would spray the fence line all the way.
Let me put that down. Spray it all around home. Alrighty. And then what is it, what state did you use the product in?
Louisiana.
I have it right here. Louisiana. And then residential was exposure. And then it was, how were you first exposed? It was from you directly spraying it. So let me put that down. Directly spraying Roundup. And then directly, and then did you personally spray the Roundup? That would be a yes, of course. However,
yeah,
we already confirmed that. And then how often?
Oh, yeah.
And then how often were you present during the application of the Roundup? It would be all the time, of course, because you were the one.
all the time. My husband never sprayed or cut grass.
I see. And then how many exposures to I can help with this. This is a little math right here, okay? How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? So if you sprayed for 35 years, I know. So if you sprayed for 35 years, we just have to multiply to see here. So how many exposures in your lifetime? 35?
Well, I mean, before I was married, my mom and dad used to use Roundup.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
That's kind of a hard... Yeah.
Always around it.
No, yeah, it sounds like it. No, of course. But just talking in between when you live there, it already qualifies between the time frame when you lived with your husband there. So I'm going to multiply 28 times 35 because that's how many times... 28 was how many times per year you used it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to multiply 28 times 35 because that's how many years you used it. So give me a second here.
Okay.
So 35 times 28 would be 980. Would that sound around about right? <It's> yeah, let me put this here for you, okay? 980.
I mean, you don't believe something like that, but
I understand. And then, do you get your water from a well?
No.
No worries. And then, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know of. No worries. And then, have you ever been exposed to benzene?
Benzene.
And
no.
Yeah, that's okay. And if you don't know, I'm guessing you you weren't exposed to that. And then have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Glad to hear that.
I know what that is.
No, yeah.
No.
And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it pre-mixed? Like, was it store-bought? Like, was it pre-mixed already? You didn't have to do anything, just spray it?
No, I had to mix it with water.
Okay, so was this concentrated?
And then we bought the pure Roundup.
Also, it was both that you guys bought?
Yeah, we bought the pure Roundup, and we got that from sugarcane farm, where the sugarcane farmers get it. That's where we had gotten some, and that's the actual pure Roundup.
Okay.
That you don't use that much of it. And in a pump.
So
and then we bought some. We would buy some at Lowe's.
Okay.
Which would be that you mix with the water. And we never bought any that's already pre-mixed. No.
Okay. So it was concentrate. You guys had to add water to it. And
yeah.
Okay. And then that was my next question, actually. I already got Lowe's down. I was going to ask, I can help with that address if you don't have it. It's okay. So other than Lowe's, what was that other store that you guys bought that Roundup from? Was it just Lowe's?
It wasn't really a store.
Okay.
It was where the sugarcane farmers would get their Roundup at. It was a company that they used to buy it from. And I can't think of the name of the company right now.
Is it American Sugar Cane League? I'm trying to look. I'm trying to look up Sugar Cane Farmers Louisiana. That's okay though.
I'm trying to think because I know the girl that worked in there.
Okay, that's okay
and,
as well.
And she's the one that used to get it for me.
Okay, I see.
And yeah.
It's okay though.
We used to pay $100.
Oh gosh.
For one, yeah. But it would last. Forever.
It was worth it though. It was worth it though.
Because
I get it. Like it would
exactly because you didn't have to put as much.
So
as
yeah,
you,
it would save you guys
money. You go in the store and you have the, you know, the one that you the concentrate, and I mean it doesn't last that long. If you got a big lot,
exactly,
and all you're mixing 3 or 4 pumps, 2 gallon pumps, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
exactly.
Spray and spraying all that. So.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you for explaining that. No, you explained it really well. But for that Lowe's, since we can't really, it's totally fine. We already got Lowe's down. Do you know what street address it could have been at? I could help you look for it. And is it in Louisiana?
You're talking about the other one?
No, yeah, the Lowe's where you would pick it up as well.
Oh, the Lowe's was in Thibodaux, Louisiana. It was on Canal Street.
Canal.
In Thibodaux. But that's just one place. We used to buy it at different places. Because sometimes we bought it at Walmart.
Walmart as well, okay. That's okay.
Yeah, we'd buy it at Walmart or... If we were at Lowe's, we'd buy it at Lowe's.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Let me look. Let me see. Lowe's. Let's see. Lowe's store. Canal Street, Louisiana.
Okay.
Let's see here. Home. Canal Street, Louisiana. What was the city again? Thibodaux. How do you spell that? I'm sorry.
Hold on. I got it right here. It's 614 North Canal Boulevard.
Oh, bear with me. You're saying the whole address. That's actually perfect. Bear with me. You said that was 16?
No, 614.
Okay.
North Canal Boulevard.
Okay, Louisiana. Oh, yeah, I see it. 614 North Canal Boulevard, and then
Thibodeau,
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yeah, Thibodeau, Louisiana, 70301. I got that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then how about the Walmart address? Do you have that one, perhaps?
Hold on just a sec.
Take your time. Take your time. I don't mean to rush you down. I'm so sorry.
Well,
if it comes out that way. Take your time. And
okay, that's 410 North Canal Boulevard.
Let me put Walmart and then 410 Canal Boulevard.
North Canal Boulevard.
Okay, North Canal.
And it's Thibodeau, Louisiana.
Yeah, that came up right away. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put that right here. All righty. So I have both of them. And then do you have, and if you don't, that's totally okay. Do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases?
Oh, Lord.
That's okay. I don't even keep my receipts. So
I don't keep receipts.
Me either.
The only receipts I keep is when I use my debit card. Then once it closes to my account.
Okay. That's what I do.
I shred them.
That's what I do as well. That is funny because that's whenever I take out money from my card is the only reason I keep receipts.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's so funny. And then do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
That is okay, and I'm glad you don't. But if you did, please don't destroy or tamper with it. But it's okay. You said you do not. And then have you ever smoked?
Let's see. A long time ago.
A long time ago. Okay. How many number of years smoked?
Number of years I smoked.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. 18. Let's see. I quit when I had my hernia surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta start going back because I quit when I had my surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That would have been in... Oh, God. Let's see. That's over 20 years ago that I quit.
Over 20 years ago? So that would have been like
over
2005?
Over 20 years ago that I quit.
So you quit like around 2005, if I'm not mistaken? Around
yeah,
there.
Probably around there.
Okay. And then when do you think you started?
And I started in, let's see, I was 21 when
okay.
I started smoking, and I really...
I can help. How, what's your birth year again?
Wasn't smoking that much.
I get you. You were like on and off.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who was getting on my nerves.
I get you. Stress reliever. No, I get you. So, you're funny. And then... Just an estimation, it does not sound like you smoke a lot. So when you were 21, how long do you think you smoked? Like I know you're on and off, just an estimation. I know you're not really a smoker, it sounds like, but...
Let's see. I was 21 when I started, and so 20 years. So you could say... let me see. I'm using my calculator now.
I got you using a calculator now. That's funny.
let's see.
You're being real
I
helpful.
Let's see. 20 years ago would have been in 2004. 2005. Yeah, 2005. Let's see. 2005. And I was 21 when I started. So let's see. I started in 1984.
Okay.
So 1984.
Yeah, like around 21 years, like for like 21 years.
Yeah, that would be about right.
That's around right. On and off, yeah, on and off.
And I just did a CT scan on my lungs, and everything's fine.
I'm so glad to hear that, actually. Super glad to hear that. And then, quick question, are you currently employed?
No, I'm disabled.
Okay, no worries, that's a no. And then have you lost any time from work because of the surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
Oh, no.
No? Okay, no worries. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
No worries. And then have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, not unless you want to call my divorce a lawsuit.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh, my gosh. So that would be a no. And then have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
I'm on disability.
Okay,
right,
so you
now.
filed for disability.
Yeah, okay. I've been on disability.
Okay, I'll put down on disability.
Yeah.
Disability. Thank you. On disability, and
yeah,
then
I've been on disability since way before my surgery and everything, and finding out about this.
Okay, I see. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's saying if yes, has your bankruptcy have been discharged?
Yes.
All righty, that's a yes. If yes, when was your bankruptcy discharged?
Oh Lord,
have mercy. I know. I'm so sorry.
I gotta find that letter. Oh, let me see, because I know I got a folder that's just bankruptcy.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I had to file for bankruptcy when I got my divorce. I filed for divorce.
Okay.
I had to do the bankruptcy before the divorce.
Okay. And then before
that way I wasn't responsible for his stuff.
Okay. I see what you're saying. No worries. Okay,
but
and
I
then okay, what says in what court was your bankruptcy in? Do you recall?
I have it all. Hold on.
Okay. Okay. I'll wait. Take your time.
I got it. Hold on.
It's okay. Take your time.
Oh, there he is.
There you go.
Some associates.
You're funny.
Let's see. Oh, I gotta have everything handy.
Yeah. You have everything, though. You're so, sounds like you're really organized.
Yeah, but I'm looking. Let's see. Where is that? Right here. All right.
Ready.
I had a Zoom video meeting. Let's see. Uh-huh. That was bankruptcy clerk's office. Let's see. That was done at... Let me see if they have the actual thing here.
Okay. I'll wait.
The actual bankruptcy trustee. It was on... Okay.
Uh-huh.
It was the United States Bankruptcy Court, Eastern District of Louisiana.
United States, what did you say? United
Bankrupt,
States? Okay.
United States Bankruptcy Court,
mm-hmm.
Eastern District of Louisiana.
Louisiana. Thank you so much. Let me put that
here.
Okay,
The address is
I have it.
500. Okay.
500. I was just going to confirm with you. I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
500 and then Poydras Street.
Poydras Street.
Exactly.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
B601.
Yeah, 70130 I have for the zip code.
Yeah.
Then, okay. We have the same
that
one
was
then.
That was on January 25th of 2024.
Okay. And then I already got the court it was in, so let me put that here with the address. Let me put that here. I got the date already and the address here. Alrighty.
Okay. Let me see where my other thing is.
Yeah, because then the next one says, if you have, please furnish full details regarding such claims. So any details regarding this. So I recall you said... It says, if you have, please furnish full details regarding such claims. So
what
would
they
be,
mean?
Okay, let me see. Basically, how to go bankruptcy due to a divorce, right?
Yes.
Due to divorce. I'm just going to put that. And then I already got everything else, so thank you so much for that. And then
okay.
Other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, et cetera, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
All right. Glad to hear that. And then we're about finished here. We're about finished here. Let me ask you first for your home address, because then we're going to get to your diagnosing doctor name, okay? So what's your home address?
3351.
Mm-hmm.
Highway 1.
Highway 1.
Raceland.
Raceland? Like R-A-C?
Raceland. R-A-C-E-L-A-N-D.
I got it here.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And then right here, it's 3351. And it says L-A-1 on my other... I'm not sure why it popped up.
As Louisiana 1.
Yeah.
But it's actually Highway 1.
Let me fix that.
That's how we get the mail is Highway 1.
Let me fix that for you. Thank you so much for letting me know. Okay, Highway 1. And then the city is Raceland. And then the county is Lafourche Parish. Lafourche.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. Lafourche Parish. That's a fancy county name. And then for the state, of course, Louisiana, zip code 70394, correct, Donna?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then this is a house, correct? There's no apartment letter or
letter? No, it's a house.
Okay. And then now going back, do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you with the CLL?
It's Dr. Scott Abair.
So Dr. Scott, and then what's his last name?
Abair. H-E-B-E-R-T.
And then Louisiana.
He would be at the Thibodaux Cancer Center. The Thibodaux Regional Cancer Center.
Cancer. Louisiana. Bear with me here. Thibodaux Regional Cancer Institute, right?
Yes, but it's
602 North Acadia Road, Thibodaux, Louisiana. Sorry.
Hold on. I'll be able to tell you in a minute. I just got to go to my doctor.
Go ahead. So, let me put in his name here because I have his name here.
Let's see. I'm looking to see where you are. I know I just had a thing for him because I got to go and see him.
Okay.
I gotta go do blood work every.
I see.
Let's see. It's right here. Oh, it's 608 North Acadia Road.
All right. So oh, yeah, that is different. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You're right, because when I click on his name, that's the one it gives me as well. 608 North Acadia Road.
Acadia Road.
Correct. Thibodaux, Louisiana.
In Thibodaux.
Yep. Thank you so much. I got that right here. And I got his phone number as well when I click on his name here. So okay. 985-493-4346.
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that as well. You're doing a great job. We're about finished here, actually. 493 and then 4346. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? I know it's a little serious question.
Well, I'll tell you like this.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor told me,
because mm-hmm.
right now it's no treatment right now. Mm-hmm. My numbers are getting higher, but they're still steady. And he told me to live my life the way I want, and I'll not to worry about it, to put it behind my head. And also, until it goes up.
Okay.
And we'll deal with whatever treatment has to be done.
Okay.
When it's time for it.
Oh, Donna, well, I'll be praying for you, okay, Donna? I hope everything turns out well. How are you feeling now, Donna, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I feel fine.
And you do sound like you're in a great spirit. I love your energy. Since the get-go, since I talked to you, you were really energetic and really nice. And
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna let it bring me down.
Exactly.
And
of course.
Some people, they go into a deep depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll look at it this way. I have my mom to take care of.
Oh.
You know, because she took care of me all her life, so it's time
exactly.
for me to take care of her.
Exactly, I'm the
so
same way.
I gotta do what I have to do. And
I see. I love your energy, Donna. I just gotta say that. That's all I gotta say. And Donna, so what I was putting here, what you were telling me here, how has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? I put no treatment numbers are getting higher, but are still
mm-hmm.
steady.
Mm-hmm.
I basically told. Putting down there what you told me.
Okay.
No treatment and numbers are getting higher, but are still steady.
Yeah, I go in for blood work every 3 to 4 months to monitor it.
Alrighty. And then, quick question, Donna. Do you have medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
I don't have that, but he has all of that.
That was the next question I was about to ask, and that's the most important question there. You do know those medical records exist, correct? That's all we need to know here.
Yes.
Okay, then
yes.
That would be a yes. And then for medical treatment for Scott, was Scott the one that treated you as well?
Yes.
Alrighty, and then would that be at
that
same location?
That's my doctor that I see. Yeah, he's my doctor that I see every 3 to 4 months.
All
right. And he's at the same address.
Okay.
He's at that address at the cancer center.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. All righty. And then oncology practice, it says here it's medical oncology. I'm going to put that
mm-hmm.
there for him. And medical treatment hospital names. Let me look up the address. Is that address still on that same hospital in that Thibodaux Regional Cancer Institute? Because that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because that Cancer Institute comes up as 602, not 608.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was kind of
mm-hmm.
like, I see. Okay, let me put the name of that. All right, let me put the name right here and the doctor name, of
yes,
course.
Yes, if you
Scott.
Need any treatment, they do it right there in the cancer center.
Okay, and that would be that 602, or would that be at 608 with Scott?
The one that where Scott's at.
Okay, the one that Scott's at, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer facility. I got you right there. All righty, got the name. And then date treated for it says date treated. Would that be that same year that you got diagnosed in 2023?
Yeah.
All righty. And then for the day, okay, so you were diagnosed in July, correct, of 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got the blood work on May, 3 months July. And then
yeah.
What would be the treatment? Would it be like August, September, October, November, after?
Well,
after
actually, I never had treatment. I'd go see him. I'd see him every 3 months. I'd do blood work.
Oh, okay, okay.
And he was keeping an eye on my numbers. My numbers were going, you know, they would keep going
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm. I see what
you're
saying.
Until it got to a certain number, it had to get up to 5,500.
Mm-hmm.
Until it gets up to there, there's no treatment.
Okay.
And when it gets up to 5,500, then we start treatment.
Okay. And then for that blood work treatment that they did, you said it was done 3 months after the diagnosis to keep track of it, right? So that would have been like on October,
exactly.
months after July. Okay. Thank you so much
right.
for that.
It was always, every time I went, they would do it 3 months. And it's just lately he put me off to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But he sees that it's starting to climb a little bit. So
oh.
next time when I go see him,
uh-huh.
and I'll, he's,
mm-hmm.
if it goes up anymore, he's gonna start putting me back on 3 months.
Okay.
To monitor.
I see. And then
or possibly before that, you know, it depends on how, because he told me I got the slow type.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the aggressive type.
It's not that. That's good to hear, though, right? Like, if
yeah,
it's not the aggressive,
right. It's not the aggressive type. It's slow.
Well, that's good to hear.
And all, but he said it can get aggressive.
Well, hopefully it does not. You know, hopefully.
You know,
because
if it keeps on climbing, it could get aggressive. Then he's going to have to do a whole new panel on me to see how the blood is doing, how the leukemia is doing.
Okay.
And see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, from now to whenever, you know, I'm just.
Oh, I see.
I'm not stopping.
Exactly. Exactly. I love that spirit of you, Donna. I love listening to you. And then one thing, Donna, you kind of already answered this question, but what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's? It's other, and it would be blood work, correct? Because you didn't receive
correct.
You didn't receive any type of like stem cell transplant, chemo, radiation, surgery. Okay.
Nope.
Sorry about
that.
I just wanted to double check.
That.
Yeah, thank God for that. Exactly. And then I put blood work. And then, that's the last question here. All I would have to ask you is, we'd request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. This is optional. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
I tell you what, let's just put my brother down there.
Okay. And does he live with you?
My mom's 80 years old, and
okay.
I was like,
No, I see. No, I see what you're saying. Does your brother not live with you? I'm sorry. I just have to put
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Does not live with. And then what's your brother's first name?
Ronnie.
Ronnie, is that spelled
R-O-N-N-I-E.
I-E, okay. And then last name? I'll get the initial. That should be
Boudreaux.
Boudreaux? Is it B as in boy?
It's a B in boy.
Okay, thank you so much. And then what is his phone number?
Hold on just a second.
Take
I'll get it for you here.
Take your time.
Oh, let's see. Okay, it's area code 631
636-3545. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I got 631-636-3545.
Uh-huh.
And that would be brother. All righty. And then does the law firm have permission to contact your brother in case it does get to that point?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be a yes. And yeah, that is it. I have to read you a closing script before I hit the submit button. But before I do that, let me review the whole intake, okay? Make sure I didn't mess up anything on my end. Everything's looking great, though. Everything's looking filled out. There's nothing that I left blank that needs to be filled out. Let's check your birthday one more time, though. Because that's the most important one. Your name I spelled correctly, D-O-N-N-A, two N's, and then B for your middle name, initial. Your last name, R-O-M-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see here. Alrighty, got your diagnosis in 2023 of July. All right, let me see your birthday here. Okay, and then your birthday is 10-8-1965.
Uh-huh.
And your current age is 59?
Yes.
And then the last four of your socials, 8-5-5-3, correct?
Uh-huh.
All righty, I got your email, your phone number. All right, everything's looking great. Let me hit that submit button. But before I do, let me read you this closing script. All right, Donna, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim.
What law firm would that be?
Of course, that would be Palau. I was just about to text you that as well. It will be Palowski Law Firm. But I'll text you that as well so you can have their name, okay? Palalfi.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm going to be texting you all that with my direct number, okay?
Okay.
And yeah, I won't hang up the call, I promise you. I'll be texting you as well just to confirm you got my text message, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And then, while they are working your claim, the law firm Palalfi will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours, but today I suppose it would be on next week on Monday, we're almost to the end of the day. A couple of hours once your file passes QA, which is a quality assurance, our team that just verifies the call, reviews the call, and the intake form just to make sure everything is good and solid, to transfer you to them directly, to transfer you to the law firm directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today, but this is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up, and I will be texting you their number as well with their name. And then, can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Should be, but Monday, let me see.
if not, I'll text you as well, and we'll work something out to see what day you're available to transfer, okay? So if you don't pick up on Monday, that should be fine, okay? And then do you have any questions before I submit your information and send you these documents?
No.
No worries. So let me submit this. It's loading on my end, so that must mean everything's going smoothly here. So be prepared to get a message from Guadalupe@MassCourtStrategies.com, okay? All right, so it went green on my end, so you should receive it anytime.
Guadalupe from MassCourtStrategies?
Correct, yeah. You received it as a text and as an email as well.
Okay, I just got the email.
Perfect. It should come as both as a text.
I should have the text, too.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's... And it's a link that you click that takes you right to those documents, okay? I'm going to be prepping up a text message right now while you take a look at that. And then just call me over if you need any questions or any help, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Donna. My name is... Getting the law firm's transfer number here. Mm-hmm. 1-866. Donna, my name is Lola Gucci. All right, Donna, I just texted you on my direct number, okay?
Okay.
Ready? Let's see here.
Okay. Okay. Got everything. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, it does say that you opened up the document. So I'll mute myself on my end. Call me over if you have any questions or if you need help with it, okay? It's just the signatures and initials, okay? But it should let you know what each box is for. It's like yellow boxes that you press. But it should let you know if it's initial or signature that they need for which box.
Okay. All right. Good enough. I'll see where it's all at.
You're fine, Donna.
Okay.
You're funny.
That's no problem. I'll get this taken care of. That's all I need to do?
Yeah, just as soon as you're done with it, you have to click the finish button in order for us to receive it on our end, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And then did you have any did you need any help with that?
No, it looks like I got it. Let's see. They got accepted by, let's see, draw your signature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to draw my signature, all right. Let's see.
Take your time. I don't mean to rush you as well. I'm just here because just in case anything happens and you may need my help.
It ain't going to be too pretty, my signature.
It's okay. Try your best. Oh, Donna, you're making me laugh so much today.
Okay. Initials. Try the initials. Oh, I went through all of this with my divorce.
Oh, so you've been through the DocuSign, right? I see what you're saying.
Oh yeah.
You said I'm used to this.
I'm used to initial and sign and.
Because a lot of people that are not tech savvy, it can be a little difficult for them to do this. So I can totally understand. But luckily for you, you've done DocuSign before, so it could be a little easier on your end, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I've done all this before. All right, finished.
Oh, yeah, it does say finish. Let me actually check that out. But you did a great job. Yeah, it says completed. Let me click on this. Let me check out. Yeah, Donna, that is actually great. You did it. You actually have a nice signature.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you do.
It's almost like a doctor's. You can't make it out.
Alrighty.
Oh.
It's not
the best when you're signing on a little screen.
All right. No, you're fine. I'm just making sure everything's good. Yeah, no, everything's good, Donna. I just want to confirm before I let you go, did you get my text message? Because that's actually my direct number. It says, perfect. So, yeah, you have my direct number.
Because I did, let's see. Hold on.
Yeah, check it out first. It says, hi, Donna. My name is Guadalupe. We just spoke in regards to the round. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That is my direct number, Donna, okay?
That 1-866.
It should be a 949 area code.
7275.
That's
so odd. There's nothing else on there.
That's so odd because right here in my office, each of my coworkers have on direct.
Wait, I have it at the top though. Is it 1949?
No, that's odd.
691-1548.
It should be the area code 949, and then the number 691-1548. That's so odd.
I got it.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. That's perfect. Okay, then, Donna. Well,
I got it. Siri found the contact.
Please save my number down so you know who that call is coming from. And then, Donna, it was a pleasure talking to you. You have any other more questions for me, Donna?
No, we good.
All right. Donna, you have a beautiful day, okay? You take care.
You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.